Sir, it is admitted by all section of this house and the other house as a very important bill and ordinary a law of this sort would receive appreciations at least from this section of the house. But after looking through the provisions of this bill and also going through the proceedings and also witnessing the Honorable Minister's speech who piloted the bill in the other house, as also the opinions expressed by him in the various forums which I have heard of, I do not think that this can under any stretch of immigration be called nationalization, at least as far as I can understand it. Sir, I am aware that the government tries to grab itself with ideas and words which mean something else so that it can prove its progressive nature, and it may also say to the world and to the country also that they are about to usher in a socialistic state, a welfare state, a cooperative movement, and whatever else other phrases may mean. It shall be my endeavor today to attempt to prove that the government is quite entitled to call it nationalization, but as far as I know, I do not think that I shall agree to its taking credit in this manner. But there are certain principles of nationalization by merely calling anything nationalization, it does not become nationalization. There are certain principles. What are those principles? Firstly, you must prevent any private exploiter for private benefit, especially in an industry essential for the very life and well-being of the society. In this case, that principle does not arise because in most cases these business houses are not making profits in the normal sense of the term of profits. There are other dubious way of making profits which most of these business property managing agencies know of. I do not refer to them. The other principle is that when you take over, you shall not let the society suffer by way of giving more facilities to the business houses. That is, you take over something which is more or less derelict and pay something exorbitant at the expense of the society.